In the verse number 28 of Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the people of the book by saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa aminu bi rasulihi. O believers, continue fearing Allah and believe in His Messenger. Allah will give you a double share of His mercy. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُرْ رَحِيمٌ. And He will give you a light by which you shall walk, and He will give you, He will forgive you. Allah is forgiving and merciful. So in these verses, the address is to the people of the book. Two verses addressed to the Christians, that those who believed in Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. In fact, we need to recollect the words that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said in one of his sermons, in which he said that indeed my Rabb has commanded me to tell you of those things that he taught me and today, and about which you have no knowledge. Allah said that the wealth he gives to anyone is halal. Nothing becomes haram by the declaration of any person, as the mushrikeen used to do. Allah has also said, I've created man upon the true religion, and the devils have averted them from it. These shayateen, the plural of shaitan, have made things haram for them that I have declared halal. They've also instructed them to ascribe partners to me, whilst I've sent no warrant for this. Without doubt, Allah gazed at the people of this world. He declared the Arabs and the non-Arabs as despicable, except those who remain from the Ahlul Kitab. So the people who remained from the Ahlul Kitab on the book were those who followed Isa alayhi salam and did not change their deen. It is also those who Allah were addressing in these verses. And they are encouraged to accept the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam according to the advice of Isa alayhi salam. And in return, Allah has promised them a double reward, one for sincerely following Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the other for following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And those who truly followed Isa alayhi salam believed in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu reported that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that there are certain people who will get double reward. Those people of the book who believed in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then also in who believed in their Nabi and also in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is one. The second is those slaves who, together with fulfilling the errands of their masters, also take care to fulfill the obligations of Islam upon them. And the third is those people who marry their slave women after educating them thoroughly and freeing them. These are the groups of people who will get double reward. And double doesn't necessarily mean just double, it means multiple fold reward if one fulfills or falls into any of these categories. The reward is tremendous. The verse encourages the people of the book to accept Islam and to follow the true deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لِأَلَّا يَعْلَمَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ أَلَّا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, so that the people of the book may not know that they cannot acquire anything from the bounty of Allah. That the bounties of Allah are open to everyone. وَأَنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ, and that excellence is in the hands of Allah. يُؤْتِي مَا يَشَاءُ, He grants it to whoever He wills. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ, and Allah's bounty is great. So this is the end message to the people of the book who have not believed. Do not despair in Allah's grace. Grace is solely in Allah's hands. He bestows it to whoever He wills. Thus those of the people in the book who believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have earned the grace of receiving double reward. Past sins are pardoned and they are bestowed with light and illumination. And those who do not believe are deprived of these bounties. That is the message that is being given in these closing verses of Surah Al-Hadid. Now, when we reflect on the entire Surah and we look at the themes that were covered in the Surah, which spans over 29 verses, and looking back at what has been covered in the surah, this surah, which is a Madani surah, as we indicated, deals with legislation, with training, with instructions. It builds the Islamic society on the foundation of pure belief, noble character, and the legislation of Allah, which is filled with wisdom. The surah contains three main themes. The first is the entire universe belongs to Allah. He is its creator, originator, and He alone does as He wills in the universe. The second is the obligation of sacrificing one's life and wealth for the honor of Allah's deen and for raising the light of Islam. And the third is exposing the reality of this world and the deceptive kettles which it contains so that man is not deceived by it. As we had outlined that the surah had commenced by speaking about the greatness of Allah, who is glorified by everything in the universe, the trees, the rocks, clay, man, animals, inanimate objects. Each of them speak about the greatness of Allah and testify to it. The surah goes on to mention the beautiful attributes of Allah and His lofty names. Allah is the first without a beginning, the last without an end, the obvious through the manifestation in His creation, the hidden whose essence cannot be fathomed by anyone. Allah is the creator of man and the designer and the organizer of the entire universe. Then the Muslims are called upon to spend and be generous in spending in the cause of Allah in all avenues which would realize the honor and the loftiness of Islam. It is therefore essential for a believer to wage jihad with his self, with his wealth, in order to achieve happiness in this world and the reward of the year after. The surah also goes on to speak about the believers and the hypocrites. The believers shall have their light running before them or on the right. On the other hand, the hypocrites will be tumbling in the pits of darkness, just as they had been in this world, like animals in the pitch darkness of ignorance, transgression and deviation. The surah goes on to speak about the reality of this world and the year after, and presents a fine picture of both. The world is a place of fleetingness. It is bound to perish and to come to an end. It's like a lush vegetation which grows vigorously when the rain comes down. It then turns yellow and becomes dry until it is reduced to straw, which is blown away by the winds. On the other hand, the year after is an abode of eternity and perpetuity, in which there is no fatigue, no tiredness, no worry, no misfortune. The surah concludes by speaking about the purpose of sending the noble messenger, ordering us to be Allah conscious and to emulate the way of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And then in the end, we need to reflect on the name of the surah. The surah is named Surah Al-Hadid Ayn, because Allah speaks about iron in it. It provides strength to man during peace and war, and it is support in building and construction work. It is through iron that massive bridges are constructed, buildings are strengthened, armor, swords, spears are made, bombs, submarine, heavy tanks and various other things are all made. That's an overview of Surah Al-Hadid.